But just please be careful with the, I mean, you should not be using marijuana at all.
Yeah.
You walk out of here and do it, then you're a regular user again and...
Thank you very much.
Case number three, 23-376.
Morning.
Morning.
Thank you.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Once again, please state your name for the record, position.
Captain Douglas Sove for the Connecticut State Police, here with Officer Caruso from Clinton PD.
And spell your last name, please, sir.
Caruso.
For the appellant?
Yes, I'm Attorney Jake Donovan, representing Mr. Biasi.
You don't have to say his name, but we need yours.
Thank you. Just preliminarily, my client no longer lives in Clinton, the issuing authority. He's currently a resident of Branford.
This is a state revocation, so that doesn't really affect you.
That's fine. I just wanted to bring that to the board.
Sometimes you run into situations where we go through the whole hearing and find out and...
I didn't want that.
Yeah, no, for denial, that would be...
Then my name would be Mutt.
Okay, you may proceed.
Thank you. This is a suitability case. The appellant told his wife he had put a hit out on her. There had been some past mental health issues as well as some substance abuse issues. The evidence today will show through my witness that he is unsuitable to possess a permit and that the permit was rightly revoked by SLV. Thank you.
Thank you. Would you like to make a brief opening statement, sir?
Yes. There was a criminal prosecution that stemmed from the allegations in this particular matter. A thorough evaluation of the facts caused the state to come to the conclusion that there was no criminal activity involved. It was an inchoate offense that didn't reach the statutory level, and therefore the charge was dismissed. We'll get into the facts.
Thank you, Don. Okay, you may proceed with your evidence.
Thank you. I'd like to call Officer Caruso. Officer Caruso, could you go through for the board a call you responded to on October 31st, 2022?
I was working patrol, and a victim in what was described as a domestic violence case arrived at the police department and provided a statement that she had received concerning statements made by the appellate, one of which was that the appellate had previously taken a hit out on her but had then suspended that, and then furthermore that he was using illicit drugs and that she was in fear for her safety, that if she said or did the wrong thing, that action may be taken against her.
Now, without getting into the specifics of the lethality assessment, because those are confidential, could you detail the victim's feelings about what might have happened to her? What was she in fear of her life, et cetera? I don't want to lead you here, so.
Not necessarily in imminent fear, but of fear that some harm may come to her because of that illicit drug use.
Okay, and because of his prior
and
comments?
The previous statements made.
Okay. You went and interviewed the appellant after the victim made these statements,
yes.
Correct? And what did the appellant tell you at that point?
The appellant denied any of the allegations that were made.
And did that turn out to be a truthful statement?
Approximately a week later or so forth, the victim in the case had sent me video surveillance of the home that confirmed her statement that a threat may have been made. I can't recall if it was a friend or a family member of the appellate, but someone had made the statement along the lines of confirming that some type of threat was made about making a hit.
So on camera, there was some statement to the effect that he did say to the victim that a hit was put out on her.
Correct.
And he had told you the opposite before, right? That he didn't say that. He's not sure why she would say that.
Correct.
You mentioned illicit drug use before. Could you detail that at all?
The victim in the case had stated that he was using cocaine.
Cocaine, okay. Any other substances?
I don't recall.
Okay, furthermore. Nothing further. Thank you.
Director of Cross-Examination.
Yes. Officer Caruso, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Sir, you made reference to some evidence that was provided by the victim.
Yes.
With regard to a statement that was made?
She provided a sworn affidavit at the police department that day and then further evidence about a week later of security video.
But what did that security video show?
It showed a conversation between the appellate and I can't recall if it was a friend or a family member, and the friend had made a comment that, you know, they were talking about the marriage, and then the friend had made a comment along the lines of it wasn't a good idea to make that reference about taking a hit out on her.
So there was no statement made by the appellant, am I correct?
Correct.
And this was while a divorce proceeding was going on?
I don't recall what their marital status was at this time.
Did the appellant ever threaten the use of a firearm?
He did not.
Did the appellant ever issue a threat on that Ring camera?
No.
And the sworn statement that was provided, do you have a copy of that?
I do not.
I believe he's not entitled to anymore because of the erasure status of that case. This is a technical detail.
So you've also made reference to illegal drug use?
Yes.
Did you ever investigate that?
There was no investigation into any drug use. This was the domestic violence investigation.
So, were you aware of the eventual disposition of this case?
I was not informed of it.
I have nothing further.
Thank you. Redirect. Can I use the report to refresh my witness's recollection?
Sure.
As long as I don't submit it. The appellant was speaking with his brother, correct, based on this, if you can refresh your recollection?
That is correct.
And can you recall now, you were asked if the appellant actually made a statement about a hit, but the context of this would indicate that this didn't come out of the blue, correct? I don't want to lead you again, but give some context to the board here of how this conversation went.
The appellate was talking with his brother about the status of their marriage, that they had had a talk, and that the brother had then said something along the lines of he wouldn't have told her about putting a hit out on her.
And did the brother tell him to not mention or to suppress said comments?
Yes.
Okay. Nothing further.
Redirect. Recross, I'm sorry.
You're testifying to something that would constitute conspiracy to commit a murder. Did you investigate that?
There wasn't any further evidence to point us in that direction.
So it was just mere talk?
Talk that would put someone in fear of their safety.
If those comments were made directly to them?
Based off of the victim's signed affidavit, she was privy to those comments, which would be in turn a threat.
But were they made to her?
I don't recall if they were made specifically to her.
But that would have to be an element of the crime of threatening, am I correct?
I don't recall the exact elements of the crime.
I have no further questions.
Questions by the board?
Officer, if you recall, so the date the complaint came in was October 31st of 2022?
Yes.
What was the date, if you know or can recall, what was the date of the video?
I don't recall the date of the video.
Do you know if it was before or after she came in to make a complaint?
I don't recall that.
Thank you.
You mentioned drug use. Tell us what was said or what you know about that, about the appellant's drug use.
The complainant or victim in the case had just alluded that the appellant was a illicit drug user, and that just provided, or that put her in further fear of her safety because of that.
Did you say when you interviewed the appellant he admitted to that, or?
He denied all allegations that were talked about of anything.
He denied drug use too?
I don't recall exactly what I asked him about. I think the primary focus of the investigation was the domestic violence or the presumed threat that was made. I think the drug use was second to that.
Okay, thanks.
Any other questions by the board?
His pistol permit was revoked at the time of incident?
When he was arrested, his weapons and his pistol permit were seized, and he signed his state weapons compliance form and his firearm surrender law.
Not sure if either of you know. How long has he had a pistol permit? I can ask him later, too.
I do not know.
Okay. Firearms were seized?
Yes.
I'll refrain until it's his turn to go.
Any other questions? No. Okay, you're going to allow us to make call your witness and make your case.
I'm good. Just make a closing statement.
That's what you got.
Practicing for 46 years, both as a prosecutor and a defense attorney, I've really never seen flimsier evidence than this. And that was taken into account by the state's attorney's office in Middletown when they disposed of this case upon my motion to dismiss. These are unfounded allegations. There is no evidence of illicit drug use. There's no evidence of any violence. This was a statement, and we're not even sure who it was made by, who it was made to. This is pure supposition, and I don't believe that it meets the standard that's necessary to support a revocation of this permit.
Thank you. Closing statement.
Thank you. Clearly,
I have a question. Are you not going to call here the appellant?
I'm not going to call him. No.
All right. I'd like to ask him some questions.
Sure. Excuse me?
I'd like to ask him some questions. Would that be okay?
The board does have that right.
That's fine.
You heard the allegations against you.
Yes, sir.
Did you make that statement to your brother on the Ring camera?
No, I did not.
I mean, did he make it to you?
He did.
What did he say?
Something to that effect. What had happened prior to that?
Let me tell you what it sounds to me based on his testimony. He said, yeah, you shouldn't say that.
Correct.
You shouldn't say you're going to put a hit on. So did you say you were going to put a
no,
hit on?
No, I did not. I did not. My wife and I, we worked together. She embarrassed me in front of another driver. I said, in a figure of speech, that you're too bad again, I'm going to kill you. There was no intent. And she in turn had a conversation.
Wait, so what did you say?
If you ever do that to me again, I'll kill you.
To your wife?
But that was a figure of speech.
No, just because your attorney was saying, you know, you'd have to say it to the person. So you're saying you did say that to your wife.
But it was, yes, in a joking sense. There was no intent. It was a figure of speech, which I realize you cannot use any longer at this time.
Yeah, did she think it was a joke?
At the time, she didn't say anything, but she had a conversation with my brother after the fact.
How long? When you said that, how long before she made the complaint to the police?
Weeks.
Weeks?
Weeks, yes.
How many times have you said that?
No, it was just the one time. That was it. There was never any violence between my wife and myself.
What about the part about I'm going to put a hit out on her?
Never said.
But how did your brother get that information?
Because her and my wife at the time and my brother had a conversation, and stories change along the way. So he must have interpreted it as something else. But it wasn't like that. Like I said, it was never any intent. It was just taken out of context, something you can't say any longer.
When your brother said that, you shouldn't mention putting a hit out on her. What did you say?
I didn't say anything. I was just stunned. I swear.
Did you say, I didn't say that?
I don't recall. I don't have access to the Ring camera footage.
Or did you say something like, it's probably a good idea not to say that?
No.
I wish we had access to the Ring camera.
Nothing was said like that, no.
All right, tell us about your drug use.
There isn't any.
Ever?
I have a CDL license my whole life, randomly tested since I was 18 years old.
Have you ever used cocaine in your entire life?
When I was a kid, 15, 16 years old. That was a long time.
Since 15 or 16, you have never used cocaine?
No.
How did cocaine come up in this case?
I have no idea.
was it your wife who told the police that, or someone, how did the police get that?
Well, there's something that Deb fabricated. I'm not going to call her a liar, I am calling her a liar, that she fabricated.
Other than this case, do you have any other arrests?
I was younger, back in 1995, or somewhere around that time. I was away at work at a neighbor, trying to make it brief, had said to my wife at the time to suck his, and when I came back, I asked him to apologize, and he was rude to me and said the same thing to me, why don't you suck, and so I slapped him. I was arrested for assault on the third. I had a lady judge who knocked it down to breach of peace because she didn't take very kindly to his remark.
Prior to that, no?
I don't remember anything prior to that.
How about after that?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Until this incident?
Correct.
And your attorney brought up that the case was dismissed. Was it a NALI? Was it a program, accelerated rehabilitation,
no.
Or something like that?
No, it was not. It was dismissed.
Okay. It is dismissed outright. Is that accurate to the attorney?
Yeah. It was NALI'd by the state. I made a motion, obviously, the state
can't dismiss. So it was not then ultimately dismissed, or you made a motion?
I made a motion to dismiss, and it was granted.
Okay. All right, that's what I got.
Okay. Any other questions by the board?
How long have you been a pistol permit holder?
A couple of years.
So it was recent, within 5 years from when it was revoked?
Yes, correct.
How many firearms did you have at home?
I had three. Two handguns and a Ruger Mini 14.
Where are they now? Do you have them back?
No, I do not. They were destroyed for some reason. We haven't found out why.
Okay. And no run-ins with the police since 1998 outside of this incident?
No, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
What's the status of your relationship with, is it ex-wife, wife?
Deborah, she's my ex-wife.
Okay, so.
Well, we've been divorced since September 22nd last year. No, the year before, 2023.
Children in common, anything like that?
No, sir.
Okay.
I'm sorry, my throat's a little dry.
No, it's okay. No. Right. So, no contact with her anymore then?
No. Okay. No.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now you can make your closing statement.
Thank you. The facts of this case, despite whatever the criminal disposition might have shown or been dismissed or NALI, show that the appellant is not suitable to possess this permit. Not only was there probable cause for a judge to sign a warrant on the initial facts as submitted by Officer Caruso before the Ring camera video appeared, the Ring camera video subsequently appeared, and in my view, the state's view, buttressed the case that the appellate was not forthcoming with Officer Caruso, and in my view, it was not forthcoming with the board today in terms of how he described this event. The victim in this case was apparently afraid enough that she called the police and stated to Officer Caruso, as he testified, that she was in fear for her safety, thought he was going to kill her, and that's why we're here today. I do not think the appellant is suitable and has the temperament and necessary disposition to possess a permit. Thank you.
Comments by the board? Any? I understand your position as far as burden of proof goes here, and it does seem kind of sketchy. Your client did fill in some of the details on this. As I'm listening to all of this, I recall that in the file that we received, there are a number of very good character reference letters concerning your client's suitability, and I think that's going to weigh into my decision.
Thank you.
Any other comments? Okay, Chief Rosenzweig.
Issue with our.
Okay. Colonel Lewis.
Allen.
Colonel Overturf.
I'm going to vote with the issuing authority.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Dr. Conrad.
Appellant.
And our chair votes for appellant. So appellant wins.
Thank you so much for your time.